From Berean Free Presbyterian Church, we present Let the Bible Speak. Please have your Bible ready and stay with us as the Reverend Philip Owen opens the Scriptures to Let the Bible Speak.
Greetings. Soon we'll enter the last year of the 20th century. How exciting it is. People have asked me if the Lord will return in the year 2000. I don't know. The Bible says no man knows the day or the hour or the year for that matter. The importance is immediate preparation for eternity, whether at the Lord's return or at our death. No one knows when he or she will enter into the state of timelessness. I've seen people who others said would die soon linger on, and others who thought that they had a long life ahead enter into eternity. A colleague in the ministry had a brother in his 50s stand next to the grave of a relative who had lived well into her 90s, and someone said to him, "Are you ready to die?" And he said, "We in this family live a long time." Friends, I attended the funeral of that man 2 weeks later. He was buried beneath where he stood and boasted those words. Proverbs 27:1 says, "Boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth." People spend a lifetime eking out everything they can here and fail to prepare for eternity. How foolish and how suicidal. The Bible says in the book of Amos, "Prepare to meet thy God. Today or tonight I may enter into the room past the corridor of death, but I'm thankful Christ has saved me by his grace and cleansed me with his blood. Death is not menacing to me, although the circumstances surrounding it are surely with a little bit of trepidation, but God will give grace to his people in that day. He alone is the mediator, that is Christ, the bridge between God and man. He is the only lawyer who can represent you at the day of judgment and succeed and plead his blood and righteousness for your cause and case before the Father. May you know the saving grace of the Lord Jesus Christ." Father, we would join the wise men and give homage to the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank thee, Lord, that thou wast born and that thou didst live and die in our place. We pray today that we would bow the knee and humble ourselves before thee, that thy name will be exalted. Wilt thou work today and wash our hearts and wash the hearts of others as white as snow. Speak to us, we pray, and we ask that we would understand. And we will give thee the glory. In Jesus' name, amen. We look together in Matthew chapter 2 today, the first book of the New Testament, the first of the four biographers of the Lord Jesus, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Matthew and Luke alone give the records of the birth of the Lord Jesus, but Matthew also gives us a unique record of Christ when he was about 2 years old. Matthew chapter 2. Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, Where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east, and are come to worship him. When Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. And they said unto him, In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet, And thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, art not the least among the princes of Judah, for out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel. Then Herod, when he had privily called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem, and said, Go and search diligently for the young child. And when ye have found him, bring me word again, that I may come and worship him also. When they had heard the king, they departed, and lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. And being warned of God in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed into their own country another way. And when they were departed, behold, the angel of the Lord appeareth to Joseph in a dream, saying, Arise, and take the young child and his mother, and flee into Egypt, and be thou there until I bring thee word, for Herod will seek the young child to destroy him. When he arose, he took the young child and his mother by night, and departed into Egypt, and was there until the death of Herod, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, Out of Egypt have I called my son. Then Herod, when he saw that he was mocked of the wise men, was exceeding wroth, and sent forth and slew all the children that were in Bethlehem, and in all the coasts thereof, from 2 years old and under, according to the time which he had diligently inquired of the wise men. Then was fulfilled that which was spoken by Jeremiah the prophet, saying, In Ramah was there a voice heard, lamentation and weeping and great mourning, Rachel weeping for her children, and would not be comforted because they are not. But when Herod was dead, behold, an angel of the Lord appeareth in a dream to Joseph in Egypt, saying, Arise, and take the young child and his mother, and go into the land of Israel, for they are dead which sought the young child's life. And he arose and took the young child and his mother, and came into the land of Israel. But when he heard that Archelaus did reign in Judea in the room of his father Herod, he was afraid to go thither. Notwithstanding, being warned of God in a dream, he turned aside into the parts of Galilee. And he came and dwelt in a city called Nazareth, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophets, He shall be called a Nazarene. The birth of the Lord Jesus Christ was such that it had an extended impact. And so today we look at the extended impact of God's incarnation. And this impact was not just for those 2 years or those 30 or 33 years that Jesus was on the earth, but it has had an impact all the way into our century. The Lord's birth, again, has such an impact that we date our days and months according to His birth, whether B.C. or A.D., Some people say that God doesn't exist. You give me one indication that He's alive. Well, how do you date today? December, in this case, 26, 1999. The Lord Jesus exists. We see the impact in our own century. And as we look at the impact when He was just 2 years old, I believe that there is application for us today. We see first the distance of the impact. At what distance Christ had an influence. Notice that we read in the second chapter of Matthew that there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he that is born King of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him." Wise men came from perhaps India, certainly a long distance, to see Jesus Christ. God had given them a special star to guide them toward the Lord Jesus. Perhaps they were astronomers, I'm not exactly sure, but God produced a miracle to have this star guide them. And of course, there are scorners even today. Or the other day I read on the internet where someone said it really wasn't a star after all, it was a planet. And then try to dismiss or redefine what the Bible says. The Bible teaches very clearly that a star guided these men, and they were not mere men, obscure men, they were wise men, perhaps kings from the east, that came to the Lord Jesus. What a distance they came. I think of the Old Testament when the Queen of Sheba came perhaps from Africa to visit Solomon and to see his wisdom. And she remarked that she had not seen the half. She had not been told the half, though she had felt that his glory was overestimated. She said, indeed, it was underestimated. And what a picture that is of Christ, who is greater than Solomon. So these men came from such a distance. And could we not spiritualize this, that we are such a distance from God. We are afar off from the Lord, we read in Acts chapter 2. God calls those who are afar off. None of us are near to the Lord because we're all sinners and we've come short of the glory of God. God is not calling the self-righteous, those who think they're near. God calls all who are far from God, for we're depraved. He came from the heights of glory to the depths of earth where there's great depravity. We are in the chasm. We are far from God. And may we, like the wise men, come from a distance and acknowledge our sin, acknowledge the great chasm between us and the Lord, and cry out for the Lord to draw near to us and to bring us to Himself. The great distance of the impact. Friend, may you come to the Lord from afar. He calls those who are afar off to Himself. We must acknowledge our sin and humble our pride and realize that we're lost and that we need the Savior who came from heaven's splendor and was born in obscurity, the only one that had a choice of where to be born and who to be born to, and He chose to be born of peasants, to be born in a stable and laid in a watering trough, and to be among animals instead of princes and princesses. The distance of the impact. We look at the depth of the impact, secondly. Great depth. For they started to search the Scriptures. The depth of the Word of God. Christ's birth and Christ's influence is such that when we sense His presence and when He invades our life and awakens us and breaks into our thoughts, that we search the Scriptures and see what that means in regard to us. What does Christ's birth have to do with me? His life, His death, will it impact me? Herod and all of Jerusalem were troubled because of the words of the wise men. We don't believe there were just three. The three gifts that they gave, people have assumed to indicate there were just three men. But perhaps there was a whole score or more of these wise men that came. A city wouldn't have been moved if just three were there. No doubt there was a whole crowd of wise men seeking the King. For some reason the Lord had caused the star not to keep shining as they went into Jerusalem. They assumed that Christ would be in the imperial city, as it were, the capital city. But the Lord did not come to call the great and the high and the mighty. Not many mighty are called. He came to call the lowly. And so they went on from Jerusalem to lowly Bethlehem. And isn't that the Lord, that He comes to call those who are humble and repentant and acknowledging of their sins? But we see the great depth. They study the Scriptures. And friend, if this message will stir your heart to study the Scriptures, I thank the Lord. because faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word of God. That you'll search and see, what did Christ's birth have to do with me? Well, everything. Because we're lost in our sins without a Savior who took a compatible nature like ours. Without a Savior to take our place and to bear the wrath of God, we could not be saved. We would be like the fallen angels and be doomed forever. But this birth means that there's hope for us. That if we trust in Him who is all pure and spotless, then we can be saved and have eternal life. What depth! They studied the minor prophets. It tells us they looked in Micah. And Micah 5 verse 2 says, "And thou Bethlehem Ephrathah, though thou be little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of thee shall he come forth whose goings have been from of old, from everlasting." They saw Christ, and they said he was going to be born in Bethlehem. And again, Herod and his henchmen didn't even want to go a few miles themselves. But these wise men were glad to continue on until they found the Lord Jesus. The depth of the impact. What saith the Scriptures regarding me and my need of Christ? Oh, may the Lord drive you to His Word and drive you to the theme of His Word, the Lord Jesus. We find the devotion of the impact. They didn't give token gestures. We read that after they left Herod, and Herod, of course, lied. He wanted to kill Christ. He wasn't going to come and worship the Lord in Bethlehem. He was going to come and murder the Lord. But these wise men, when they saw the star again as they left Jerusalem, they were glad. And then when they found the Lord, it says that they had exceeding great joy, and they came into the house. And as it were, they bypassed Mary and Joseph, and they saw the young child and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented to him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. The devotion of their impact. They came to give Christ the glory due unto his name. And this is the picture of the gold and frankincense and myrrh. The gold speaks of the fact that they recognized that he was deity, he was royalty, he was God. He was not just a king, but born king, the king. Frankincense speaks of purity. It's a sweet aroma, and they recognize that this one was pure, and what a prophecy, the fact that Christ would live a pure life and be a pure sacrifice, a sinless substitute for his people. And then myrrh was that was mixed with other spices at death, and it certainly was a prediction of the death of Christ, that he would die in the place of his people and suffer the wrath of God that we deserved. What devotion they had to bow the knee. Oh, that we might be devoted to Christ, be loyal to Christ, that we would have absolute, undivided allegiance to the Lord Jesus Christ and devote our lives to Him, take up our cross and follow Him. The doom of the impact is sadly, but realistically also given, where Herod, who lied, of course, caused many young children to die in the coasts of Bethlehem, but he and his henchmen ended up dying without Christ. Such an impact of the Savior that he seals the salvation of his people and seals the fate of those who reject him. God made sure that the wise men did not return with the news to Herod, but they went another way. And, of course, that sad history of all those children dying. But folks, Christ alone can save you from sin. Death is a surety, whether young or old. All will die unless Jesus comes back. We must be ready to die. We must be ready for the Lord's coming. Do you know Christ? Oh, that you might find Him. His life has such an impact that it reaches far into the 20th and close to the 21st century. Do you know the Savior? May you come to know Him today and find eternal life and bow the knee like the wise men and crown Him Lord of all. So
been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of Berean Free Presbyterian Church, located in Boston, New York, just 35 minutes south of Buffalo, off Route 219. You may write to Pastor Phil Owen at Berean Free Presbyterian Church, 8435 Boston State Road, Boston, New York, 14025. That's Berean Free Presbyterian Church, 8435 Boston State Road, Boston, New York, 14025. Or you may call the church at area code 716-941-3199. Area code 716-941-3199. Also be sure to visit our website at www.freepres.org. www.freepres.org. If you're free next Lord's Day, we invite you to come and worship with us. Sunday school for all ages is at 10 a.m., and the church services are at 11 a.m. and 6:30 p.m. We also have a midweek Bible study and prayer meeting on Wednesday evenings at 7 o'clock. Thank you for listening today. I trust that you'll join us again at the same time next week as once more we let the Bible speak.